If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Got a home project of mine, but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland, 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment, keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and before we get to our special guest this morning, I wanted to simply comment on the 60 Minute program last night. And the 60 Minute program, one segment was part of the massive program to convince you that global warming is real. Now, there's no question there's global warming. We've gone through global warming time and time again down through the ages, you know, and certainly Greenland was called Greenland because 1,000 years ago it was green. It was a period of global warming. Greenland isn't green today. It can get a lot hotter before it gets to where it was 1,000 years ago. Then we went into a period of global cooling, and now we're starting a period of global warming again. We perhaps 1 degree a century. But actually, recently, this last 4, 5, 6 years, why we seem to be moving towards a period of global cooling again. But there was a massive program to destroy the industrial base of America. Oh, CO2 is a terrible gas. CO2 is poisoning the atmosphere. CO2 is causing global warming, and that is simply a lie. First of all, CO2 is a miracle gas. It causes things to grow. Plants, trees, everything grows far better with CO2. It only makes up 0.0388% of the atmosphere. It's a very small fragment of greenhouse gases. Greenhouse gases are primarily moisture, but they're not going to tell you that. But the whole idea is, of course, to destroy our society, to make electricity and power so expensive that factories will move offshore. You're going to be forced to not have air conditioning and not have electric heat, and pretty soon we'll be back to candles if they have their way about it. And this whole thing is a scam. If you watch the program, not one word about nuclear energy. Oh, we can't have nuclear energy. Why can't we have nuclear energy? We don't know what to do with the waste. Why don't we reprocess it like every other country in the world? Well, they don't have an answer for that. Oh, we might produce plutonium. They could be stolen and given to the terrorists who would build nuclear bombs that would destroy our cities. That's about the best thing they have. All the other countries of the world are building nuclear plants. We're building nuclear plants in other countries for other countries. What about their plutonium? Why aren't we worried about that? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the greatest scam of all time. You've got to help us get the word out, because America is not under attack from without. It's under attack from within. There are people here who hate America, who want to lower our living standards, but believe me, the Al Gores and the David Rockefellers and the other people of great wealth, you know, are going to have their electricity and their power and their comfortable homes. They just want to lower your living standards. And if you don't believe there's a master plan, read the Earth Charter. And with that as a background, Charlotte Isabey is one of our good friends. She's been on the front lines of this battle for many years. We're indebted to her for getting the Reese Committee report, one of the most important government reports ever written and all the copies of it were bought up or almost all and destroyed because the last thing they want is the American people to understand the Rockefellers and Fords and Carnegie Foundations have been used to destroy this nation. And certainly the Rockefeller Foundation and the others are funding the environmental movement that is pushing this scam of global warming. But of course, Charlotte was able to get a copy of the Rees Committee report, had it scanned. It's up on the Internet where you can read the whole incredible story of how our great tax-exempt foundations have been working for the better part of a century to destroy our nation. Charlotte, thanks so much for being with us.
Good morning, Dr. Stan. As usual, it's always a pleasure to be on your program. And, I haven't had that much time myself to delve into the Rees Committee hearings, you know, the investigation of the tax-exempt foundations. I've read bits and pieces, but it is a long, very long and extensive report. I was looking at it this morning, the beginning of it, and on the Internet myself, and realizing that, truly, this is the document. This is the document that Americans should be going on the Internet to read. I mean, maybe they're just at such a point of frustration and in regard to their own lives and our country that they're not really thinking clearly anymore about the need to find out where all this came from. I understand the frustrations because I think we're all going through it. But just, you know, I'm looking at page 35 here of the hearings. This is really the beginning. This is the Rees Committee hearings. And it says here that this is just applies to today. They're talking about the American Education Fellowship and magazine on page 258. This is page 35, if you can go on the computer, folks can, when they download this thing. There is an article by Theodore Bramelt entitled A New Policy for the American Education Fellowship. And don't forget, you know, when we're talking about education, education was simply used for one purpose, and that was to bring us to exactly where we are today while I'm talking with Dr. Stan. Exactly. Exactly, with a totalitarian dictatorship going in.
Well, basically, the whole idea was to convince the young people that we had to look to government to provide for us. You see, the people, the elite, hate the Constitution because it limits their power, their ability to use the power of government to control the people. So, little by little, you had to gradually dumb them down so they wouldn't understand the Constitution, they wouldn't understand our form of government. They would believe that it was up to the government to provide for the people, to provide for their health and for their education and their welfare, just as they do in every totalitarian society, just as is done for every slave who was a slave owner.
I just want to read this, though, because for people who, so that they're going to understand that it very clearly, these hearings explain not just that they wanted to use the schools to brainwash the students to come where we are right now, but exactly what they were looking for. And it says here, a new policy for the American Education Fellowship. And the article is a resolution for the fellowship adopted at the 1947 convention. And the platform proposed by Bramelt, who is far left professor, says, quote, the two great constructive purposes which should now govern the American Education Fellowship follow directly from this brief analysis. They are, one, to channel the energies of education toward the reconstruction of the economic system. I'd like to finish up with this.
Well, that thought will be back in just a moment with Charlotte Isbay.
Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan. We'll make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and duck tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
Still needing to take a quantum leap in nutrition? Don't miss internationally acclaimed Dr. Michael Kiriak, accompanied by Drs. Roland Thomas and Nita Desai, for an extraordinary life-impacting open lecture. This rare occasion brings the research of the most advanced, yet most simple concept of holistic health available today. Hear what these experts have to say after years of using the concept for themselves and in their practices. Join featured speakers Dr. Kiriak, Desai, and Thomas, and for you animal lovers, Russell Louie, as they share over 30 years of proven research and application of bio superfood. Personally meet Drs. Kiriak, Thomas, Desai, and pet expert Louie at the west end of the Front Range Community College, College Hill Library, 3705 West 112th Avenue, Westminster, Monday, May 18th, 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Registration is limited and includes materials. $10 by May 15th, $20 at the door. Call Linda or Roland at 303-683-8113.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Here, and I guess this morning, Charlotte is a baker. Right ahead, Charlotte.
All right. For those who just came in, I'm reading from the Reese Committee hearings on my computer, which all of you can do as well. I believe that this one is a free download, this particular part of it. And this is Professor Theodore Bramald, who is a far-left, really communist professor in 1947. This is the platform proposed by him for education. And, this is on page 35 for those of you who can get in there. He says to channel the energies of education toward the reconstruction of the economic system. Now look, folks, haven't they done it? Now just listen to what he has to say, because it's been carefully planned. Everything that's happened out there with the banks and GM going down is all been carefully planned to bring about what he says here. Reconstruction of the economic a system which should be geared with the increasing socializations and public controls now developing in England, Sweden, New Zealand, and other countries. A system in which national and international planning of production and distribution places the chaotic planlessness of traditional free enterprise. That's we got to get rid of it. You know, ask the Secretary Geithner, huh?
Charlotte, your telephone's cutting in and out. Are you on the hard line?
Huh? You can't hear me okay?
You're cutting in and out. Are you on a cell phone?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, a system in which the interests, wants, and needs of the consumer...
Charlotte, are you on a headphone? Are you a headset?
I have a headphone.
What?
I am on a headphone.
Well, you're cutting in and out.
Let me see if I can use my other phone.
If you just use a regular telephone, it'll be much better.
Well, I can't because I've got telephone problems. Let me try this one. I hope it's going to work all right.
All right. But I think it's important for people to understand there was a concerted effort many years ago to take over our educational system, to use it to indoctrinate, and they're doing this today. This is why young people...
Hi, you there?
Go ahead.
Oh, okay, fine. So anyway, is this better?
That's better.
All right. I have to sum up my phones, I guess. All right. A system in which this is bad. He thinks this is bad. Interest, wants, and needs of the consumer dominate those of the producer. A system in which natural resources such as coal and iron ore are owned and controlled by the people. That's what he wants. A system in which public corporations replace monopolistic enterprises and privately owned public utilities. To channel the energies of education toward the establishment of genuine international authority, which is happening now, in all crucial, after G20, remember? In all crucial issues affecting peace and security, an order in which international economic planning of trade, resources, labor distribution, and standards is practiced parallel with the best standards of individual nations, an order in which, here we go, world citizenship thus assumes at least equal status with national citizenship. And, you know, Reese Dodd goes on to say, is this an educational program or is it propaganda in favor of socialism and world government?
All right, well, I think it's so important that our people understand that they have always been pushing for a world government. That is the major thrust of American foreign policy today, is to destroy the sovereignty of our nation. These people are subversives, and they're working in our universities. But more than that, this is the function and the purpose of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers, a group of very wealthy and elite people who want to rule the world. And until people understand there is an agenda, I've been to the secret files at the Council on Foreign Relations. I've spent weeks there going through the material and, of course, studying the Trilateral Commission. We have subversive people running our government, and they're the ones that pushed both McCain and Obama for the presidency. Didn't matter which one got in, but they really preferred Barack Obama, which is why they gave him between $600 and $700 million to run for the presidency. And the great banks, which he is so critical of, were the ones who put him in power. And he has surrounded himself with their agents. But we can't let the common people understand, can we, Charlotte?
No, I mean, you have to give them credit. I mean, they really have covered all their bases over the past 100 years. And it has been through the education system. And I saw it, you know, when I came back from 20 years abroad, overseas. I'd been working abroad very clearly when I got, you know, into the, I became a school board member in my local community. And I remember the one little incident that may sound, you know, unimportant, irrelevant, but I didn't think it was. I got into one of the social studies textbooks for the little ones. It was for elementary school, and it was for the teacher. It was a teacher's manual, which the principal made a mistake giving that to me. And it had the teacher taking the students through town, walking, going a little walk during springtime or whatever. Say it was a good, lovely town like Camden, Maine, where you have beautiful captain's houses, and across the street, because there was no zoning at the time, you'd have a trailer or whatever. And the teacher would ask them, now, who do you think lives in the captain's house, and who lives in the trailer, and rich and poor, right? And what do you think they eat in the captain's house and in the trailer? And I thought, what are they doing to these children? This is class warfare. And, you know, so I thought it was a perfectly natural thing to go to the local school board meeting, which I did, and very nicely. I put my hand up quietly, and I asked about that program, and I said, I don't understand what's going on here. Well, boy, I'll tell you, they strung me up. I mean, it's like they put me up on top of the flag and, you know, as a troublemaker. The next day I was informed by a very lovely gal who rented our apartment, who had lived overseas as well. She'd been to the local co-op, because back then everybody went to co-ops to get cheap vegetables and their cheese and all. And she said, Charlotte, do you know that the word is out? You're a kook. And I said, what, a kook? I'm a kook? What's that mean, you know? And that was immediate. See, immediate. I had to be taken care of because I had put my finger on the button. I'd nailed it. Boom. That's exactly what they wanted to do, was to create class warfare. And you know what? We have someone in the White House who's doing exactly the same thing, huh, right now. And, you know, so it's not like it just happened under Obama. This has been planned for years. And I saw it, and that was the beginning. That was when I got onto my, which used to be Clean White Horse back then. Horses very dirty now. And then I went on to be trained as a change agent. Now, Barack Obama's always talking about change, and he's a real major change agent. And he was involved in community organizing, which is all communism. And we're looking at change all over the place. And I was taught by a major change agent from a federally funded program that subsequently I went into the Department of Ed, and I found that program still being used, Innovations in Education, a Change Agent's Guide. And I was taught how to identify the resistors in my community. And, of course, I was a resistor, so it's quite funny. I was being taught how to identify myself, anybody who is opposed to this communist education, and which included all the sex and drug ed and critical thinking ed and deaf ed and all those programs, which the parents bought into because they thought that the programs were supposed to help their children make good decisions about these very important subjects. And I found out that those programs were geared to do just the opposite. And that's why our children are all suffering today, and suffering's hardly the word, going down the tubes. They're depressed, they're sick, they're on drugs, the schools give them the drugs, and I'm not telling your listeners anything new, but what some of them may not realize is that this was a diabolical plan. And to use the children is absolutely the most satanic, evil thing, to use children to bring about the total restructuring of our country from a free republic to a totalitarian system. This is paid for, most of it, with federal money as well, Mickey Mouse Federal Reserve money, but a great deal of it was paid for by the tax-exempt foundations. And I hope your listeners will go, just as I did this morning, I haven't done enough of it, go on the Internet and go to AmericanDeception.com.
Now, that's AmericanDeception.com.
American, yeah, and type in, all you have to type in is Reese, basically, R-E-E-C-E. That should bring up some of the publications, and you can just click on them. Some are free download, and others are donor, but it wouldn't be a bad idea to make a donation to that website, because my son does it for nothing, and it has been very, very tedious. I mean, there are thousands of pages that he has hand-scanned. You know, we don't have an expensive, like Google or Yahoo, whatever. We don't have a very expensive machine to do that. He has hand-scanned every single page into that website.
No, I think people should know, when you get to the website, you go to the top, and there's a place where you can request information on a specific subject.
Yep.
And that's where you type in the Reese Committee.
The search. There's
so much information on that website, but type in at the top the Reese Committee. It'll take you to the Reese Committee.
Yeah.
And a great deal of it you can pull down for absolutely nothing. Some of it you're going to have to pay for, or do as I did, and contribute and get the whole thing on a couple of CDs. It's important that you have this information, because this has been carefully suppressed. They went around, they bought up all the copies of the Reese Committee report, except for one that belonged to a Robert Goldsboro. And he refused to sell it. They offered him any price he wanted. They wanted to get this information. They wanted it suppressed. And Mr. Goldsboro wouldn't sell it. He eventually did sell it many years later to Charlotte Isabey with the idea that she would disseminate it. She is disseminating it. It's there. Understand, there is a massive conspiracy involving our tax-exempt foundations working in concert with the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Trilateral Commission, to destroy the sovereignty of our nation, to impoverish and enslave our people. Once you understand that, it's all very simple. They hate the idea of limited government where men can be free, and they want a totalitarian government where they can rule. That's what it's about. This is where we're headed. This is what our founding fathers tried to avoid by limiting the power of the federal government. And we have traitors in Washington, D.C., subversives, who swear to uphold our Constitution and then work consistently to centralize all power with government. That's what this new move to provide your health care. They tell us that we've got to cut the cost of health care. How are we going to do it? Why are we going to have a government in charge, and how are they going to do it? They're going to ration access to health care and let the older people die. That's what it's all about. Understand that there's no way that you can solve the problems of health care by government taking over. The reason costs are so high is because government got into this. We had a wonderful system 50 years ago when I went into medicine, and because of government interference, they've driven the price up to astronomical levels where nobody can afford it, and now their solution is we want more power. We want to be able to determine, we want to be able to see how to use medicine and the health dollars more efficiently, and it's all about rationing of health care. Go right ahead, Charlotte.
Well, that's absolutely true, and nobody, you have such a record, not just, you know, with political science and all, but having been a doctor, so you know, and Obama is really on the bandwagon now. I guess the health care legislation is going to require that those who don't want, you know, those people who do not want to pay for private insurance are going to be mandated to do that. If they have, you know, if they're in a certain income category, well, that's absolute dictatorship. And the other thing that really is bothering me even more than anything else, because I've been studying it for since the 70s, is the mandatory community service. This is scary as all get out. And the fact that the Congress, I don't have it in front of me right now, but you know, all you have to do is go on the internet and Google community service, you'll find the bill. The House and Senate passed that. I mean, really? I mean, do they know what they're doing? I mean,
yes, they know exactly what they're doing.
Well, they do know what they're doing, but that tells us what we've got in Congress.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. K-Agency listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Charlotte Isabey. Our telephone number, 1-970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. If you'd like to have a question for Charlotte, Charlotte, why don't you get out your website so people would know how to get in touch with you, both of your websites, because I think it's important information on both of them.
The book website carries all my articles, too. Just click on articles. But the book website, the book is also a free download, but, you know, I find that people, get in there free, and then they end up wanting to buy the book anyway. And Dr. Stan has got copies of the book, so I recommend you buy from him.
The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America.
Yeah, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America, A Chronological Paper Trail, 700 pages. And you can go to the website, which is simply Deliberate Dumbing, D-U-M-B-I-N-G, down, three words together, .com. And be sure, please do go and look at the PDFs, too, that are there that you could download. For instance, there's a letter to President Reagan that I wrote when I after I'd been dismissed from my job in the U.S. Department of Ed for leaking a document, in which I explained a lot to the president, and I know he got the letter, but he never responded. And people should read that letter. It's important. It's a PDF on the website. You can go look. You see they're all listed. The other website is AmericanDeception.com, and that's a pretty easy one to remember, AmericanDeception.com. And, the Reese Committee hearings are, of course, I think that's the pièce de la résistance on that website, but there are some unbelievable government documents going way back to the Russian Revolution. There's marvelous reports there by the great Don Bell, who worked for General MacArthur after he served in a concentration camp in the Philippines during the war. He was a great journalist, and he worked for the general. And then he came back to the United States. After he got back from 1948, I think, until 1995, Don Bell wrote a wonderful newsletter every 2 weeks, and he was brilliant, and he understood everything. And you might want to type his name in to that search engine, and you will find the most extraordinary documentation on regional government, which is really the communist system of unelected officials. And he has done his homework there. It's magnificent. And there are also there's some other remarkable documents there. Right now I would ask you to go, because of President Obama's emphasis on community organizing and all. There's a marvelous document at American Deception on community education. And all you have to do, this is easy, into that little search box Dr. Stan was talking about, type in the name FELD, F for Frank, E-L-D. And that is probably the finest extensive report on communism. That really is community education, pure communism. And actually, a friend of mine went to a conference in Baltimore in the early 70s on community education, and the facilitator from Alaska, who was doing the community ed conference, someone asked him what it could be compared to, and he came right out and he said Chinese communism. So please, folks, don't think that sweet, the word community, if I hear it, I just get sick to my stomach every time I hear it. And people have got to wake up. When they see the word community, red flag, red flag, red flag. Community organizing, community this, community that. Remember what it means.
Well, I think it's so important that people understand that Secretary of Treasury Henry Paulson and the man who succeeded him, Timothy Geithner, have made at least 100 trips to communist China.
Yes.
I think one of them has been there 70 times. Why? Because China is what they want for America.
Yes.
Who brought the communists to power in China? Why, the American State Department.
Right.
Under the control of the Council on Foreign Relations in 1949, by putting an arms embargo on General Chiang Kai-shek so he couldn't even get the weapons he had actually paid for. There were in Okinawa and other Pacific Islands. They cut off all weapons to him, and it didn't matter that Congress had appropriated, I think, $127 million, $125 million for weapons for communist China. They just refused to send them. And when they finally arrived, of course, the bolts, the guns, rifles didn't have any bolts in them. They were useless. We wanted to bring communism to China. Why? A great social experiment. In fact, David Rockefeller wrote about that in an article in the New York Times in August of 1973. After coming back from China, by this time that closed, that killed probably, maybe 800 million people, maybe a million people. And of course, David Rockefeller said the social experiment in China, under Chairman Mao, is one of the most important and successful in history. It's just a social experiment to the elite, just like what they're doing here with your children, with your lives, with the vaccines, with the water fluoridation, with all of the things that they're doing that destroy the lives of our people. It's simply a social experiment. They don't do this for their families. I mean, they know what the treatments for cancer are. David Rockefeller is well into his 90s and quite healthy. But, of course, they're telling you all the things that you have to take that are going to destroy your health. And you can't get the treatments for cancer that they can get. Go right ahead, Charlotte.
Well, you know, it was interesting, Dr. Stan. I came back from Russia about a week ago. And I was there for 8 days in St. Petersburg. And I had a Russian lovely gal in her mid-40s, guide, spoke English, and she was a computer programmer. Her husband was a nuclear physicist, and the mother was a lovely lady in her late 70s, a translator of Russian literature. And I learned a lot from them, and they learned a lot from me, but I'll tell you one thing. They were absolutely clueless about where communism came from. You know, they said, it came from Germany. Well, you know, Lenin came in from Germany. But I said, do you know who paid for him? And so I informed them that it was Wall Street and that William Boyce Thompson, wasn't he the first head of the Federal Reserve?
No, I don't know if he's the first head.
Yeah, he gave money. How much? $50,000, or I don't know how much money he gave.
Right.
But his comments were that the system was wonderful over there and that we should support it and this and that. And they were not aware of this. And, of course, that was fascinating. They were so impressed because can you imagine? That's another take on what happened between 1917 and 1990, and I was very interested also in the fact that they have far less, believe it or not, I think it may have something to do with the fact that the government is totally incompetent over there now, but they have far less controls than we have. And when I mentioned to her that the legislation passed for mandatory community service, she just looked at me stunned. And my feeling was, after leaving and coming back, that this whole thing has been pretty carefully planned. And the U.S.-Soviet agreements in every area, which were first signed by Eisenhower in 1958, I think, those agreements were basically to bring communism over here, not to help them get out from under it.
Hold it. We'll be back in just a moment here. And our telephone number, 970-689-8255.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self-Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
Your brother has it, your coworkers have it, and your friends have it. You need to get your concealed weapons permit, too. Go to www.theshootingschool.org and sign up now for the NRA basic pistol class to get your Colorado concealed carry permit. Unlike most instructors, we provide you with enough certificates to renew your carry permit for 10 years. Visit theshootingschool.org now to register or call Senior Instructor Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. That's Dennis Young at 303-478-8121. www.theshootingschool.org.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here on number 970-689-8255. I think that people really must understand, Charlotte, and I think they get confused by the terms. Communism has nothing to do with helping the people. It is an elitist system where you have a ruling elite and then everybody else enslaved. That's what it's really about. It's not about helping the common man. It is not about providing health care for him, because you go to Russia today, in most countries throughout the world, in socialist countries throughout the world, why, you can't get any health care. You have to bribe the doctor and bribe the nurse, because the government pays us low salaries.
That's
the only
right.
way they can survive is on bribes.
You're absolutely right.
And, of course, this is an elitist system, which is what we're moving towards today. And, of course, if you work for the government, you're going to get a lot better salary than the common man. If you work for the government, you're going to have a lot better pension and health care benefits than the common people. And that's what it's really all about. And people must understand that we have adopted every single plank of the Communist Manifesto, and we're moving towards the dictatorship of the proletariat, the dictatorship by the extremely wealthy people. And, of course, there are a lot of wealthy people who are not in on this. They simply have accumulated wealth for their own enjoyment, and they have a right to do that. But when people use their wealth as a subversive use, in other words, to destroy the fundamentals of this country, to expand the power and of the control of the government, then this is a subversive activity.
Mm-hmm.
And when our elected officials swear to uphold the Constitution and then move to centralize all power in Washington, D.C., and with government officials, why, we should be up in arms. And figuratively, I'm not suggesting revolution. I'm suggesting we've got to educate the people about the fact that there is an organized effort to alter our system of government, to destroy the sovereignty of our nation, to impoverish our people, to drive up the cost of electricity to the point where you're not going to be able to afford it. That's what green energy and green power is all about, until people understand there is a spiritual conspiracy that is energizing this whole incredible movement. But you go ahead, Charlotte.
Well, yeah, there's no way to, you know, in a small amount of time that's left, there's absolutely no way to look at this mammoth problem. It's hardly the word. System that's being imposed on us, unless you understand that it is basically spiritual. And I just sort of remember one thing when I was at the local school board level, all this money that was coming in from Washington to change our schools. And after having seen the values clarification and the utter real, their effort was pretty clear, just destroy, you know, not Judaism or Muslim or whatever, but Christianity. You know, the rotten, I think the Humanist Association magazine, Dunphy, he referred to the rotten corpse of Christianity. And, you know, and I was sort of naive, and the money kept coming in for all these horrible programs out of the National Diffusion Network to change our children's attitudes and values to make them into little atheists. And I thought, you know, this was before I was really a very strong Christian. And actually, I can thank the schools for making me into a very strong Christian. Because I said, what on earth would they be spending these billions of dollars on getting rid of Christianity if it's not awfully important? And that was when I began to really, everything started shifting in my head and my worldview, etc. I knew then that this was the goal. Nothing, you can talk about, we can talk about Wall Street all we want, we can talk about the Soviet Union and Lenin and whatever we want, or community education or whatever, my websites, etc. But you know what, if you only have 5 minutes left in life, just realize that, better get with it, that the bottom line is Christianity. It has to be destroyed in order to implement this system. Of course, the system being implemented will destroy it. But that's it. That's it. We can talk about everything under the sun, but that's it, the bottom line.
And that's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. They did it intentionally. It had nothing to do with the Constitution. They placed Masons under our Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And those Masons, who are part of a conspiracy that worships another God, an entirely different God, they were the ones that took God and prayer out of our schools. And not one minister in this entire nation has ever, to my knowledge, ever made that statement. I've certainly never heard it. If they
no,
have.
No.
And none of our religious leaders will tell you that. Why?
No.
Well, because, of course, they want to be popular. And you're not popular when you tell the truth.
No, and, you know, about talking about the Masons, for people who are interested in the history of the Masonic movement, my son also put the most extraordinary documents regarding Masonry on At American Deception. I think Paul Fisher referred to that collection that we had, which is up on the internet, as the most important collection in the world on Freemasonry.
And of course Paul Fisher wrote a book called Behind the Lodge Door.
Yep.
Where he talks about the Masons on the Supreme Court, but nobody else is going to talk about the Masons. His book, fortunately, is published by a Catholic organization that had the courage to put it out. But, you know, other than my book, which, of course, uses Paul Fisher's information, which I've documented and found to be accurate, nobody wants to talk about the Masonic influence in our government, or certainly in our Congress, but certainly in our courts. All across America, Masons are judges, and they worship a different God.
Well, that's right. And, you know, I don't know, Dr. Stan, if this is still true, but when I was in England about, 15 years ago or whatever in London, and I understood that the, of all people, you can imagine, because they're just up to their eyeballs in Masonry in England and Scotland, but that they had outlawed, for the police force in London, not allowed to have any Masons on the police force in London. That was interesting.
Good for them.
Yeah, did you know that?
No, I didn't.
It may not still be the case, but it shows that they realized that the ability to, you know, bribe and get what they wanted, you know, in the judicial system was being corrupted. You know, I mean, the good judicial system would be totally corrupted by the role of the Masons and the police force. And, of course, I'm sure we've got plenty. I ran up against them when I was running for school board in my local town, and I knew it was very, very clear. But at that time, I was really naive, too. It took a while for me to understand where the influence was coming from to go after me. And the only reason I realized it was before one of the leading ones died. He called me, and he told me. He apologized.
Charlotte, we're out of time. God bless. Bye-bye.
Yeah, goodbye, Dr. Stan. Thank
Bye-bye.
You very much.
Hello, I'm James DiNunzio. I'm an executive chef from the Midwest having a vegetarian cooking class at the Milliken Town Hall May 3rd from 12:30 to 1:30. I will be demonstrating healthy soups, salads, entrees, and desserts. There will be a full meal following the class. Cost will be $15 per person, $20 a couple, $5 senior discounts. Call 970-587-0665 to register. 970-587-0665.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with Charlotte. We do carry the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, which there has been a conscious effort to suppress for many years, but we reprinted that, and we've kept it in print for many years. One of the five most important books in my library, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, will give you the background of the Reese Committee Report. The book was written by the gentleman, Randy Pormser, who was the counsel for the Reese Committee, Foundations of Power and Influence, a great summary of this 4,000-page report that shows how the people of great wealth were working. And I'm talking about Carnegie, Ford, Rockefeller families working to undermine the fabric of our Constitution and in financing communism and socialism here in America. Why would they want to do that when it's going to redistribute their wealth? You don't understand. Socialism does not redistribute the wealth of the elite. It is only the common people. The middle class is wiped out, and everybody is impoverished. You need to get the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence. You need to understand the scam of global warming, which is one of their major thrusts today. We have two excellent DVDs, a four-tape set, and a book called The Politically Incorrect View of Global Warming. Understand it's a scam. You know that the media is controlled. Why? Because all of the media, all of it, tells you that global warming is a reality. Not one mention of the program held in Washington, D.C. about 3 weeks ago, the Hearthstone Institute, where scientists from all over the world, thousands of scientists came, to say there is no evidence that man's activity has increased the CO2. Man's activity has created global warming. CO2 is going up. A little of it has related to man, but 95% of the increase in CO2 has come from the warming of the oceans because of the overall global warming from the sun. And is when you warm the ocean, it drives the CO2, and that's why the major reason why the CO2 has gone up. But they can't tell the American people that. They're using this as a scam. If the American people realize everything they've been told about global warming is a scam, they'd realize the media is controlled. And that's why you need these DVDs. This is why you need our four-tape set. This is why you need to get the book that we carry. We have another one, Climate Change, a la Gore. Get the information. Help us to get it out. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is www.radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs there on the internet 9 hours a day, not get anything accomplished. You can certainly read our newsletters free. You can watch our DVDs free. You can watch these. Go to the special section on links to important YouTube or short clips that will give you an understanding of what's going on. Understand we're being lied to at every turn. We are being manipulated. Be very, very careful of this bird flu. If they come up with a vaccine, do not take it. There's no evidence that Tamiflu is going to prevent you from getting this new swine, avian, human flu. Nobody knows where it came from. Well, How do you think you get part swine, part avian, part human virus? Where did it come from? I think it came from a laboratory someplace. They're working on new methods of massive population control. Is this it? I don't know. Only time is going to tell. But if they come up with a vaccine, do not take it and don't. But your family, take it. And then pray for America. Pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
The people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based